Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Today I want to share with you a portion of the word in the Gospel of Luke.
今天我想与会众一起，分享路加福音。
This is a servant of the Lord named Simeon.
这里有一个神的仆人，他的名字叫西面。
So before we start, let's turn to Luke chapter 2.
所以在我们开始之前，请会众一起把圣经翻到路加福音第二章。
Verse 25 to 35.
第二十五节到三十五节。
I'll read it for you first in English, then our sister will lead you in Chinese.
我先用英文读，姊妹与会众之后一同用中文读。
Okay, Luke chapter 2, verse 25 to 35.
路加福音第二章二十五到三十五节。
And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel.And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit to the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him our custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said,Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set.For the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.
路加福音第二章二十五到三十五节，在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面，这人忠义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来。又有圣灵在他身上，他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见神力基督。他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。西面就用手接过他来，称颂神说，主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。孩子的父母因这论耶稣的话就稀奇，西面给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说，这孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
Okay. Another verse in Hebrew chapter 11 verse 6.
下面一节圣经是希伯来书第十一章第六节。
But without faith it is impossible to please him.For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him.
希伯来书第十一章第六节，人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Another verse in 1 John chapter 3 verse 2 to 3.
约翰一书第三章二到三节。
Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purified himself even as he is pure.
约翰第三章二到三节。亲爱的弟兄们，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。 凡向他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
Another verse, First Peter chapter 2, verse 6 to 8.
彼得前书。
Chapter 2, verse 6 to 8.
第二章六到八节。
Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believeth he is precious, but unto them which is disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling and a fence, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, for unto so they were appointed.
彼得前书第二章六到七节。看哪，我们所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在西安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧，所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所弃的石头已做了房角的头块石头。
Lastly, the same Gospel of Luke chapter 2 verse 11,
最后一处圣经路加福音第二章十一节。
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
路加福音第二章十一节，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
He's Christ the Lord.
他是主基督。
Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, this morning as we come before thy word once again,
主，早晨我们来到你的话语前，
we open our hearts to you for your speaking.
我们打开我们的心，请你向我们讲话。
Lord, without your speaking, we are always in darkness.
主啊，你若不讲话，我们永远处在黑暗中。
Lord, we want to have this kind of attitude before you. Speak, Lord, for your servant, listen.
主啊，求你帮助我们有这样的态度，就是主啊，求你说话，仆人谨听。
Speak into our hearts, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，对我们心里讲话。
There is room in our heart for thee.
在我们心里对你有空处。
This we pray in your most precious name.
我们奉你最宝贵的名。 Amen.
As I was looking to at the chapter of Luke chapter 2 verse 25 to 35,
当我在看路加福音第二章二十五到三十五节的时候，
it reveals us a very special person named Simeon.
这里讲到一个特别的人物，他的名字叫西面。
And I believe it's the only time that he was mentioned in the Bible.
我相信在圣经的整个圣经当中他只被提了次。
But he is a very special person.
但是他真的是非常特别的一个人。
Because his life, he's always looking for the fulfillment of the prophecy that is prophesied in the Old Testament.
因为他的一生都在盼望在旧约中所预言的这位弥赛亚。
Even his whole life, his living, is focused on that prophecy, fulfillment of that prophecy.
他的一生都在这种盼望当中，就是盼望这个预言能够完全的实现。
And this prophecy is the birth of the Messiah.
这个预言就是指的主耶稣基督弥赛亚的诞生。
And indeed, he saw with his own eyes, witnessed the fulfillment of that prophecy.
但是真的，他用他自己的肉眼亲自看见了主耶稣基督救世主的诞生。
On the other hand, there's a lot of Jewish people at that time is looking also forward for the fulfillment of that prophecy.
同时在当时的时代，许多的以色列人都在同时的期待这位弥赛亚的来临。
Yet many of them miss it.
但是他们都已经错过了这一个。
The Lord walk among them and live among them.
虽然主耶稣在他们中间，他生活在他们中间，但是看见。
Yet they never recognize that this person who is the man of Galilee, who is the one who came out of Nazareth, is the Christ, the Messiah.
他们从来就没有意识到，在他们中间这位行走在加利利中，从拿撒勒中出来的人，就是他们所等待的弥赛亚。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this same Lord who was prophesied 2,000 years ago and did came as the Savior, one day will also come again.
弟兄姊妹啊，这个在旧约中被预言两千年之前预言说他要来的那位耶稣基督，他会再来。
If we see all the situation going on around in the world today, we see he is coming back.
如果我们看看我们世界周围的环境，我们就知道他来的日子近了。
But the thing is, are we ready?
但是我们要问的问题就是，我们准备好了吗？
When we look through this portion of the word, beginning at the verse 25,
当我们看读圣经的时候，从二十五节
we see that Simeon is a very prepared person.
我们知道西面是一位已备的人。
So the thing is, how do we prepare ourselves for his coming?
那我们的问题就是我们要怎么样才能准备基督的再来
There are four very intimate and personal questions that we need to ask ourselves today
今天我们有四个非常就是接近个人的这个问题我们要问问我们自己的内心
We got to be honest with ourselves
我们必须要非常诚实对待我们心理状况
The first question is are you saved?
第一个问题你要问的就是你真的得救了吗
Well you say brothers and sisters we areBrother Lawrence, you're speaking to a group of believers.
弟兄姊妹也许会问我，劳伦斯弟兄，你在是跟我们这一群信徒在讲话。
Well, whether you are a believer or not,
但是不管你是不是信徒
we need to remind ourselves, are we saved?
我们时常要提醒自己，我们真的得救了吗
？Sometimes I ask people, are you saved?
有的时候你也许会问别人，你得救了吗
？Some said, oh, I'm saved because I was born in a Christian family.
你有他会回答说我得救了因为我生在基督徒的家庭
One day I was talking to the company which I am working for
一次我跟公司我所在公司的一个人交谈
He's the owner
他是这个公司的主人
And we're talking, he's a Christian while we are talking about the Lord
他是一位基督徒我们就谈到有关主的事情
Then he told me you know what brother God has no grandchildren
他对我说弟兄你知道吗我们的主是没有孙子的。
If you think about it, yes, God doesn't have grandchildren.
你如果仔细想一想，你就会知道，真的主真的是没有孙辈。
Because our relationship with Him is a direct relationship.
因为我们与主耶稣基督的关系是直接的关系。
Our relationship is not because I'm a saved person because my father is saved.
我们得救不是因为我们的父辈得救。
We are saved because we had a direct relationship with Him.
我们得救是因为我们与主耶稣基督有直接的关系。
We are the children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
Some say, "Oh, I'm a Christian because I read the Bible every."
有些人会说我是基督徒，因为我每天都读圣经。
Let me tell you, one of them, chairman of Russia, Nikita Khrushchev.
让我告诉你，曾经的俄罗斯的总统，他叫
Nikita Khrushchev.
克鲁晓夫
He memorized the whole New Testament.
他甚至记能够背诵这个新约圣经的整个圣经。
But he's still an atheist.
但是他还是不信的。
You see, it's not because you read the Bible that makes you a Christian.
所以就不是说因为你信你读圣经这一件事实能让你成为基督徒。
Some even said because I give a lot to the poor.
有人说我周济穷人。
Giving to the poor doesn't make you a Christian.
周济穷人不能使你成为基督徒。
To such an extent, people will say, "I am a Christian because I believe Jesus is Christ."
有些人甚至到一个程度说我是基督徒，因为我相信基督是神的儿子。
Yes, indeed, even Satan believes Jesus is the Son of God.
是的，你说的是对的，但是即使撒旦也承认。基督是神的儿子。
And they even fear and tremble before the name of the Son.
他们甚至在基督的名之前颤抖害怕。
Does it make Satan to be a child?
但是这一点没有使撒旦成为神的儿女。
So what do you mean by really being saved?
所以我们说我们得救了到底是什么意思呢
？Is it to believe the fact that He is the Son of God?
我们得救是指我们要承认这个事实，就是他的确是神的儿子。
And put our trust in Him first and foremost for the forgiveness of sin and for having eternal life.
我们要完全的把我们的信心抛在他的身上，相信他洗净一切的罪，相信我们会有永生。
If you still feel that I can do a little bit more so God will be pleased with me, then I can be saved. Then I think your salvation has a question mark.
如果你认为急着你一丁点的工作神可以满足急着这一点你可以有一些功劳的话那你的救恩就有点问题
No, do you mean to say I shouldn't do good works anymore?
那你会说那我是不是再也不要做一些好的行为
Good works is after we believe on the Son of God
做一些好的行为是我们相信主耶稣之后
Yeah, after we put us on him
当我们相信我们把我们的信 放在他的身上之后
For Hebrews 7 verse 6 says For it is without faith impossible to please God
因为希伯来书11章6节说没有信就不能得神的喜悦
And everyone who comes to God must believe that he is
因为每个人到神面前的人都必须相信有神
Today praise the Lord we are a group of people who is saved by his grace
感谢主赞美主今天我们是一群相信神是用他的恩典来救赎我们的一群人。
Not because of our works, not because of our knowledge of the Bible.
不是因着我们的工作，也不是对我们，因为我们对圣经的认知。
Today we are saved because we put our trust in Him for the forgiveness of sin.
因为我们今天得救，是因为我们相信神已经洗净我们一切的不义。
So that's the first question. Are you saved?
所以这就是你第一个问题，就是你得救了吗
？Because in here it says Simeon was a just person.
这里说西面是有公这人又公义
What do you mean by being just?
什么叫公义
It's a heart that is right with God
他的心对着神是对的
He by faith
他凭信生活
Because he looked forward for the coming of the Messiah
因为等待弥赛亚的来临
If you look at the book of Hebrews chapter 11
如果你看一下希伯来书11章
There are a lot of Christian heroes that we will see there
有许多基督徒的伟人在那里被提到。
Such as Abel.
比如说亚伯。
He by faith he what he presented a better sacrifice.
亚伯因着信献祭与神比该隐所献的更美。
Noah walked by faith.
挪亚凭信与神同行。
And he built the ark and it saved himself and eight members and the members of his family.
他急着造方舟，不仅救了他自己，还救了他的全家。
By faith Abraham came out of his father's house.
凭着信亚伯拉罕就被呼召蒙召的时候就遵命出去
By faith he looked forward for a city with foundation whose builder and maker is God
因为他所等待的是一所有根基的城这个城的主人和建造者就是神
That's why if we look forward for his coming back we got to be sure we are saved
所以如果我们在等待他的再来的时候我们要真的确定得救的
Brothers and sisters and friends if not yet believers
弟兄姊妹或者福音朋友们如果你还没有信主
If you haven't commit your life to Christ
如果你还没有把你的人生交托给主
Today is the day you need to commit your life to Christ
今天你要把你的人生托付在神的手中
Today you need to commit him and trust him for the forgiveness of sin and for eternal life
你今天要把自己奉献出来相信神洗净你一切的罪并且有永生为你预备
It says here Simeon was a just person
这里说西面是个公义的人
And he said also a devout person
他也是一个虔诚的人
So the next question is Are you devout?
下一个问题就是你是虔诚的人吗
Devout means fully separated for a special purpose
虔诚意思就是说完全的被分别出来为一个特殊的原因
Simeon is a person who is passionately loved the Lord Jesus Christ
西面是一位热切的爱神的一位人
He loved God
他爱神
He loved that Messiah that was sent by God
他爱神差派来的救主
Today we need to ask ourselves
今天我们要问我们
Do we love God?
我们爱神吗
Can in your heart Jesus is all the world to me
你可以问你自己这个问题基督是我一切是我所有的世界吗
No, there's a big difference
那有一个巨大的区别
A person who looked forward for his coming back should be a devout person
一个等待主再来的人应该是一个虔诚的人
You say, oh, shouldn't I care for my living anymore?
那你就会问那我难道不要过我这个在世的日子生活吗
Shouldn't I have fun anymore?
我不能享受一下生活吗
Yeah, you should take care of your living
是的你是要照顾你自己的生活
It's a need
你需要照顾你自己所有的需要
But my love is for the Savior
但是我们的爱情要献给我们的救主
Or you said shouldn't I love computer?
那你会说我不能喜欢电脑吗
Me, if you ask me, I said I'm what? I'mInterested in computer. I don't love computer.
如果你问我这个问题，我会说我对电脑很感兴趣，但是我不恋慕它。
This is what we call a passion.
这个就是一个热情。
Our passion is for Jesus.
我们的期待的热情就在基督上。
We know that all things will pass away.
知道万事都要过去。
And only He will be the one to remain.
只有基督能够长存。
You know, I had a problem. You know, a lot of brothers here who are leading the young people always has this one problem.
这里有许多的弟兄姊妹尤其是年轻人会有这样一个问题
It's so hard to tell these young people do not love the world
我们非常的难去如果告诉年轻人不要去爱世界，这个问题对他们来说很难。
You tell them do not love the world, they feel the world is so lovable.
如果你告诉他们这个世界不要去爱这个世界，他们会觉得这个世界很可爱。
You say the world has no future, for me it has a lot of future before me.
如果你告诉他们这个世界对你来说是没有盼望的，他们认为世界上面里面充满了希望。
They will even say you don't have hope because you're already 52 years old. You have passed half century. You shouldn't have any hope anymore.
他们认为说你之所以说在世界上没有希望，因为你已经52岁，你半辈子已经过去了。
How many years old?
我现在是20岁。
Look at the future before me. It's bright.
看看我的光美的前景。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，we need to pray for our young people.
我们真的要为我们的下一代好好的祷告。
We need to pray that the Lord really shine in their heart, that they will see the Lord is that much less one.
我们真的要神光照他们的心，让他们看见神真的是配得的那一位。
He is worthy of our pursuit.
他真的配得我们一生的追求。
Let me tell you my testimony.
让我告诉你我的见证。
At the time I might be 15 years old.
我大概十五岁的时候。
I love pop music.
我特别喜欢流行音乐。
At that time during the 60s and 70s.
那时候大概是60年代和70年代。
And I had a lot of records.
我有许多的碟子。
And I will.I will borrow my auntie's, you know, phonograph. Call that phonograph?
我那时候就向我的婶婶借那个留声机。
Then I will play that record together with my two sisters.
我会跟我两个姊妹两个妹妹一起放这个留声机。
We listen and we even memorize.
我们听着，我们甚至把歌词都记住。
Even today, I can memorize those.
但我也可以记住。
But let me tell you, hey, when the Lord shines in my heart.
但是我告诉你，当神把他的光照在我心中的时候，
He showed me he's the most lovable one.
他告诉我他是那个最可爱的那一位。
I burned the records.
我把所有的光盘都烧掉。
Do you say I don't love the records anymore? No, I don't love. I appreciate, but I don't love it anymore.
但是如果你问我，我是不是不喜欢那些流行音乐的光盘？我告诉你，我喜欢，但是我更爱主。
Today we need to let the Lord capture our hearts.
今天我们需要来主来吸引我们的心。
It's not a matter of teaching.
这个不是只是说教。
Because the more you teach, the more they get angry.
因为你要是总是做说教的话，他们就会很生气。
The more you say the world is not lovely, the more they say it's lovely.
你越多的说这个世界不可爱，他们越多的说这个世界太吸引人。
But one day when they touch the Lord,
当有一天神触摸他们，
you don't even need to tell them.
你不用告诉他们。
They will run after him.
他们就会追着神。
Simeon is such a person.
西缅就是这样的一个人。
He is a person.
他是一个虔诚的人。
He loved the Lord Jesus.
他爱基督。
But because he was so devout,
因为他是如此的虔诚。
He changed his living.
他整个的生活态度都改变了。
He lived a holy and righteous life.
他过着一个圣洁而虔诚的生活。
Today there is a saying.
今天有许多的信。
A blessed hope. A blessed hope leads to a blessed holiness.
如果你要充满了有福的希望，你就会。过一个有福的圣洁的生活。
That is what we read a while ago in 1 John chapter 3.
所以刚才我们读约翰一书第三章的时候。
He that has this hope in him, purify himself even as he is pure.
他有这个信在他的里面，他是有指望的，就洁净自己。
He purify himself.
他洁净自己。
He want to be ready for the coming of the Messiah.
他要为自己预备好弥赛亚的再临。
Today are we ready?
今天我们准备好了吗
？Yes, we all said we are ready.
是的，我们会说我们准备好了。
But how about our daily living?
但是我们每日的生活会是什么样的呢
？Does our daily living match for the coming of the Messiah?
我们每日的生活与基督再临的这个事实相配吗
？Do we live a life that is really what we the worthy of our call?
我们所过的生活与我们所蒙的召相称吗
？You know, I had a friend in the company.
我有一个朋友在一家公司做事。
He had this passion to join a race called triathlon.
他有这一个兴趣和爱好，就是参加铁人三项。
Because that race has three stages.
因为这一个游戏，这一个竞赛有三个阶段。
Firstly, you need to swim.
第一个阶段你要游泳。
After you finish swimming, you need to ride on a bike.
你游泳完之后，你要骑自行车。
After you ride on the bike, then you need to run.
骑完自行车以后，你要跑步。
My friend that is not physically shaped.
我的朋友他的体能并不见得有那么好。
Let's say it's out of shape.
其实他的那个身体不太好。
But because he had this passion to join that race.
但是他就有这种热切的盼望，想要加入这个竞技。
He changed the living.
整个就把他自己生活的改变了。
Especially the matter of eating.
特别是在他饮食的方面。
Before he will eat donuts.
以前他吃甜麦圈。
Now his snack is cucumber and raw carrots.
他现在所吃的补充能量的就是黄瓜和胡萝卜。
It's good, it's healthy, but I don't like to eat that.
听起来很好，很健康，但是我并不喜欢。
He eat wheat bread with unsweetened peanut butter.
他吃那个全麦的面包加没有糖的花生酱。
I tell you, this is kind of food that we normal people who like good food doesn't eat.
我告诉你们，像这样的食品，就是我们平时喜欢稍微喜欢吃的，都不喜欢吃这样的东西。
Because of that passion,
但是因着他有这个热情，
kind of food,
他就接受吃这样的食物。
And you know what? In a few months, he just came into shape.
那你知道吗？没过几个月，他的身体完全的进入状态。
And indeed, he joined the triathlon.
他真的加入了这个比赛。
The same principle, brothers and sisters.
这也是同样的道理，弟兄姊妹们。如果我们真的在意神再来的，我们准备好了吗？
People are running to sin. Are we running away from sin?
有许多的人在向罪里飞奔，我们要从罪里赶快的离开。
What kind of attitude are you towards the world?
你对待世界的态度是什么样的呢？
Is it still that is a lovable one, or is it something that will pass away that I have no interest at all?
你是觉得他这个世界很可爱，还是你是觉得这个世界必将过去？
That's why we need to ask this question in our heart.
所以我们必须在我们的心里问这样的问题。
Are we saved?
我们得救了吗？
Are we devout?
我们虔诚吗？
Then next.
下一个。
He says, "Are you spiritual?"
下一个问题就是你属灵吗？
Verse 26 says, "And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ."
二十六节说，他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前，必看见主所立的基督。
This person live and walk in it.
这个人他生活在、行走在圣灵里。
This person is with the Holy Spirit.
这个人他被圣灵充满。
That's why the Spirit has the ability to tell him, "You will not see death until you see the Messiah."
这样圣灵才可以跟他讲话说，在你未死以前必看见主所立的基督。
Because he had this passion to want to see the Messiah.
他因为他有这件热切的期待，他要见到救主。
He even prayed, "Lord, do not let me die until I see the child."
他甚至祷告说，主啊，不要接我去，让我看见基督。
Because of that.
因着这一点。
He live and walk in the Spirit.
所以他生活在、行走在圣灵当中。
The Spirit is able to reveal to him.
这样圣灵就可以能够对他讲话。
Do we live and walk by the Spirit?
弟兄姊妹们，我们有没有走在圣灵的光中？
A lot of times we said, "Lord, speak to me."
有许多的时候，我们对主说：“主啊，求你对我讲话。
”But how come you speak to other people, not to me?
你为什么对其他人讲话，没有对我讲话呢？
The Lord is willing to speak to you.
主真的想要对你讲话。
His word to speak to you.
他用他自己会亲自向你讲话，急着他的灵向你讲话。
But the thing is, I'm right place.
但是你在你的地位是正确的地位吗
？Remember last time we talk about being the Holy Spirit?
记得上一次我们所交通是在圣灵的光中吗
？We need to be in that boundary.
我们必须走在这个界限当中。
We need to be in that circumference.
我们必须走在圣灵为我们划定的界限当中。
Not only to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
不仅要结出圣灵的果实。
But also to know what God wants to lead us.
而且知道神要把我们带到哪里去。
We want the Lord's guidance.
我们需要神来带领我们。我们就需要走在圣灵的里面。
Simeon is such a person.
西面就是这样的一个人。
He live and walk by the Spirit.
他是生活、行走在圣灵中的一位人。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit was able to reveal to him.
因此，圣灵就可以给他启示。
Number four.
第四点。
Are you sensitive?
你有一颗对罪敏感的心吗
？Simeon was such a sensitive person.
西面是一个很敏感的人。
Verse 27, and he came by the Spirit into the temple.And when he brought in the child Jesus to do him after the custom of the law, he took him.
二十七节说，他圣灵的感动进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。
When he went into the temple,
当他进入圣殿的时候
Just imagine there are thousands of babies there.
你想象一下里面有成千个婴孩都在那里
And Simeon never knew Mary and Joseph.
西缅从来没有看见玛利亚和约瑟
Then who will this baby be?
那这个婴孩会是谁呢
But praise the Lord.
但是感谢赞美主
He's a very sensitive person.
他是一个很敏感的人
The Spirit was able to tell him that is the baby.
圣灵就会指示他说那这一个就是你所要等待的婴儿
That is the Messiah.
这就是弥赛亚。
Today, brothers and sisters, in our daily living,
弟兄姊妹们，在我们每日的生活当中，
every one of us wants to live and walk in the Spirit.
我相信每位弟兄姊妹们都愿意生活、行走在圣灵的光亮中。
But whenever we pray,
但是我们每次祷告的时候，
who is the one do the talking?
谁是在讲话的那一位呢？
Is the Lord talking? We listening?
是主在讲话，我们听。
Or we are talking and the Lord is listening.
是我们在讲话，主听。
So when we come to the Lord, we bring a long list of prayer list.
有的时候我们到主的面前，我们带了一大个长一个长单的祷告。
Lord, I want to do this. I want to do that. You got to help me.
主耶稣啊，我要做这个，我要做这个，求你帮助我。
Oh, my company is not having a good time. They might lay me off. Lord, find a job for me.
主啊，我的那个公司的状况不太好，他们正在裁员。主啊，求你帮助我保住工作。
Is it wrong in telling the Lord this? It's just the right thing to do.
这样做并没有错。
But afterwards, after we set all our prayer list, we said, Lord, see you next time.
当我们把我们的祷告单子罗列完了之后，我们就对主说：“主啊，下次再见。”
We never gave the Lord a chance to listen what the Lord is about to say.
我们从来没有给主一个机会，要等待主对我们讲话。
I believe that's our problem, including me.
我觉得这就是我们的问题，包括我本身。
We feel we are so busy.
我们觉得我们真忙。
But we need to depend on the Lord.
但是我们需要完全的依赖主。
So we just tell the Lord whatever we need.
所以我们就告诉主我们所有的需要。
Do the work.
让他来做工。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be sensitive.
弟兄姊妹，我们要很敏感。
We need to listen how the Lord speaks.
我们要学会倾听神对我们讲话。
We need to have a heart like Samuel.
我们要有像西面这样的心。
Speak, Lord, for your servant listen.
就是说，主啊，对我讲话，仆人警听。
Number five.
第五点。
Not only we need to be sensitive, we need to. Are you satisfied?
我们不仅是要敏感，而且我们要问自己一个问题，就是你满足吗？
Verse 29 says, Lord, let thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word.
二十九节说，主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人，安然去世。
No, Simeon was so satisfied.
西缅是如此的满足。
When he see the child Jesus,
当他看到耶稣基督这个婴儿的时候，婴孩的时候
，This is it.
他就觉得哦这就是我所要等待的我所要的
Take me home.
我就再也没有其他的所求就带我回
来
弟兄姊妹们我们有这样的心吗
Are we satisfied?
我们满足吗
satisfied?
我们满足吗
you know, I love our brother Watchman when he wrote that hymn.
我喜欢尼托申弟兄所写的一个诗歌
He said, after all these experiences of all your goodness,
当我经历这所有你所加添给我的和你所有给我的赐福的时候
There remain in my heart a void.
在我心里始终有一个空的地方
In other words, he misses the Lord's coming back.
换句话就是说他在等着基督再来
When you come back,
当你再来的时候
That is perfect.
这一切就才能成了满足了
I will be satisfied.
我才会满足
Brothers and sisters, what is your satisfaction today?
弟兄姊妹，你的满足是在哪里呢
Is it the Lord's coming back?
你看你是在等待基督再临吗
Or is it the things in this world today?
还是你是在被世界上的事情所满足
We need to check ourselves.
弟兄姊妹们我们要查验自己的心
Simeon is a just and devout person.
西缅是一个又公义又虔诚的人
He is a spiritual person.
他是一个属灵的人
He is a sensitive.
他是一个敏感的人
And he is a satisfied person.
他是一个知足的人
This is the kind of person he is.
他就是这样的一个人。
Now, because he looked for the Messiah.
那因着你在等待弥赛亚。
Who is this person that he will be satisfied?
这个人就是你要让使你满足的人。
What's so special with this child Jesus?
这个小孩子耶稣有什么特别的呢
？What's so special that Simeon will give all his life to look forward for his coming?
这个小孩子为什么西面为了穷尽一生来等待这个小孩子呢
He says here, for my eyes have seen thy salvation.
因为这里说了，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩。
This Lord Jesus is so special because He is our salvation.
这个主耶稣基督是如此的特别，因为他就是我们的救恩。
He is our Redeemer.
他是我们的救赎主。
You know, this is the problem with the Jewish people today.
这就是今天犹太人所面临的问题。
Do you think that they don't look forward to coming of the Messiah? Yes, they do.
你难道不认为他们在热切的盼望弥赛亚的来临吗？他们绝对在盼望。
They look forward.
真的是热切盼望。
For what?
但是。
They look forward that this Messiah will come with what? Freedom from Roman rule.
他们当时所等的这位弥赛亚是能够释放他们从罗马帝国的囚。
They want to be independent. They want to have freedom.
他们想要得自由，他们想要独立。
And that's why when the Lord Jesus come,
所以当基督来的时候
，when He told them that He is the Lamb of God,
当他对人们说我是神的羔羊
，that He will die on the cross for them.
他说我会为世人的罪死。
They were so discouraged.
他们是如此的灰心。
Because that is the main purpose the Lord came.
因为这就是主所来的唯一的目标。
Is to solve the problem of sin.
就是来解决罪的问题。
You know the Jewish people there under the Roman rule is all because of sin.
犹太人为什么在罗马帝国的统治之下，就是因为他们犯罪得罪了神。
Look at the history of the children of Israel.
看一下以色列人所有的经过的历史。
One of the main reason and the only reason I should say is because they sin of idolatry.
主要的原因，我说就是唯一的原因，因为他们陷入拜偶像的境地。
Instead of trusting God, believing in God, they trust this man-made idols.
他们没有去相信这位独一的真神，而去敬拜那些假神偶像。
And therefore, the Lord got to discipline them and put them under this foreign rule.
所以神为了惩罚他们，为了让他们知道，所以就把他们放在这样的境况之下。
Today, if that Lord Jesus came to free them from the Roman rule,
如果主耶稣基督来是释放他们从罗马帝国的铁蹄之下释放出来
，and the problem of sin is not yet been solved,
这个罪的问题还是没有解决
，the situation will always be the same.
那他还会犯同样的错误。
But thank God,
但是感谢主
，He came as the Redeemer.
他来是为做我们的救赎主。
He came to liberate us from sin, Satan, death, and sin.
他是救我们脱离罪死和撒旦的权势。
That is part of the problem.
这就是整个问题的根源。
Yes, he came as the savior.
他来是做我们的救主。
Number two, he is the light of the world.
第二，他来是做世上的光。
He said, as a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel.
他说是照亮外邦人的光，又使你名以色列的荣耀。
The situation of the Jewish people at that time because they are in darkness.
当时以色列人的境况是他们处在黑暗当中。
They need the Lord to come among them to what? To dispel all darkness.
他们需要主到他们中间来驱散所有的黑暗。
Today, brothers and sisters, are we in darkness?
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们还处在黑暗吗？
As a whole, this society is in darkness.
这个社会处在整个团体来说都是在黑暗的光景下。
I'm not here to talk about the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate.
我在这里不是说民主党和共和党的候选人。
But the fact is,
但是这个事实是
，the person said that he endorses what we call gay marriage. You are in darkness.
如果事实是这样的，有人愿意签署同性恋婚姻的，他绝对是在黑暗中。
And every time you talk about gay marriage is wrong, then you'll be in trouble.
那当你说到同性恋婚姻是，你可能就会有麻烦。
This society endorses that kind of thing.
这个整个社会都赞同这个趋势。
It is just a sign that we are in darkness.
这个就是说明我们是在黑暗当中。
This society also endorses abortion.
这个社会赞同堕胎。
They said that a girl can have abortion at the age of 15 without the consent of the parents.
说如果女孩到了十五岁不用经过父母的同意可以擅自堕胎。
I know none of you here are drinking. What is the legal age of drinking? Can you please tell me?
那我知道你们很多人都不喝酒，可以告诉我那个喝酒的合法年龄是多少吗？
21.
是21岁。
Yet we can have abortion at the age 15.
我们可以在十五岁就能够擅自的堕胎是合法的，弟兄姊妹们，这是何等的黑暗！我们就要求主说，主啊，求你的光照进来，看着所有的黑暗。
We have so much problem today.
今天我们的问题太多了。
People say it's because the package is not right.
我们今天是经济的状况是不好的。
Oh, this president is not right.
这个总统不好。
Let me tell you, it's not about the president.
我告诉你，这跟总统没有去没有问题。
Oh, it's not about plan for economic package.
这也不是我们说的经济经济计划。
As long as you are in darkness.
只要你在黑暗当中
No matter what kind of package you put in, it will not work.
不管你的经济计划是什么样的都不会有效
Let me tell you, I love this country.
让我告诉你我真的爱这个国家
I'm a citizen of this country by choice.
我选择做这个国家的公民
But so sorry to say, because we are in darkness, this country is going down.
但是我真的很遗憾地告诉你因着这个整个国家在黑暗当中所以一直往下走所以我们就要求主说主啊对这个国家施怜悯发怜悯
be that light to lighten the Gentiles.
做这个外邦人的光成为那个光
be also that light in my heart.
成为那个照亮我心中黑暗的光
Today sometimes we have problem with Ali
今天弟兄姊妹有的时候我们会与我们的家庭成员有问题
We start to point pink fingers.
我们就开始指手画脚地指着对方
it's because of my wife.
是我妻子的错误
oh, it's because of my children.
是我孩子的错误
Lord, shine in me.
主啊请你照亮我心中的黑暗
shine in me that I will see who am I.
让我知道我自己是谁
because he is the light.
因为他就是生命
he is the light to dispel all darkness.
因为他就是那个光来驱散所有的黑暗
he is also the one who determines our destiny.
他同样是那位来决定我们命运的那一位
He says here in verse 34
这里34节说
Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel
这孩子被立是要叫以色列人中许多人跌倒许多人兴起
Yes, indeed, he is the one who determines our destiny
是的绝对是的他决定我们一切的命运
A lot of people say, oh, I hold my future
有许多人说我的未来掌握在我的手中
oh, they are so confident.
他们是如此的
Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, let me ask you a question.
我告诉你弟兄姊妹让我来问你一个问题
You hold the future?
你真的掌管自己的命来吗
Tomorrow, whether you are dead or alive, you cannot hold it.
明天你到底是生是死你都不知道没法掌管
That's why we buy what we call life insurance, right?
所以我们就有些人来买生命保险计划
Because we don't hold the future.
因为我们又没有办法来测量我们明天
He holds the future.
他掌管明天
That's why I love the song, I don't know about tomorrow, I just live from day to day.
所以我就喜欢那个诗歌诗歌里唱到我知道谁在掌握明天我不担心明天我只是一日一日的过日子
He holds the future
他来掌管明天
He holds our destiny
他掌管我们一的命运
But
但是
Whatever destiny you will be
但是不管你是什么样的命运
It's determined by how you have to do with Christ
就是都是取决于你对基督的态度
What Christ has to do with you depended upon what you do to him
基督对你是什么样的命运取决于你对基督的态度
If you put his faith, your faith in him,
如果你把你的信建立在身上
your destiny is glorious.
你的就是有福的
It's glory.
是充满荣耀的
I'm talking about the eternal glory.
我在讲的永世的荣耀
We will be in that place.
我们会到那个地方
But if you turn against him,
如果你拒绝他
then your faith is eternal damnation.
如果那么你的命运将是永久永死
You talk about destiny, he determines our destiny.
如果你讲到命运的话是他决定我们的命运
you know, A lot of times we struggle so much you know, to say Oh, I want to make my life so good
有的时候我们是如此的挣扎我们想要让我们的生活过得好
May the Lord open our eyes
愿神开启我们的眼睛
We do what we need to do
我们做我们该做的
But our future is in his hands
但是我们的未来是在他的手中
Because he is the one who determines our destiny
因为他是掌管我们一切的那一位
And number five he is the one who provokes ridicule
下面一点就是叫许又要做毁谤的话柄
It says here in verse 34 he mind which was shall be spoken against
也说又要做毁谤的饼
When the Lord Jesus came,
当主耶稣来的时候
He did everything according to the will of the Father.
他凡事都遵循父的旨意
The Father was so happy and he said, This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased.
父是如此的喜悦他说到一个程度他说这是我所爱的我所喜悦的
He healed the sick, he caused the lame to walk, the blind to see, and even the dead to rise.
他医治瞎眼的、瘸腿的，医治各样的疾病，使死人复活。
He cleansed the one with the lepers. He comforted the downhearted.
他使长大麻风的得医治，使心情沮丧的能够喜悦起来。
What more can you ask?
你还能需要什么呢
？Yet the Jewish people ridiculed him.
但是以色列人却来嘲笑、嘲讽他。
They said he is a madman.
他们说他是一个疯子。
When he cast away the demons.
当他把这些小鬼从人的身上驱走的时候
he cast away demons by the spirit of the Beelzebub
他们说他是藉着别西卜来赶鬼
and at last they put him on the cross
最后把他挂在十字架上
yes he indeed he is a sign against spoken against
真的他是被做了毁谤的画饼
so today if we preach the gospel
所以今天如果我们来传讲福音的时候
and people make fun about us
如果人们来取笑我们
make fun about our Savior
如果取笑我们的救主
Don't be surprised.
千万不要惊奇
We are in the same boat with our Lord Jesus.
我们与我们的主耶稣同在一条船上
Well, they might laugh at him.
人们取笑他
But we love him.
但是我们爱他
Oh, he's the one whom we adore.
他是我们爱慕的那一位
He's the precious among all 10,000.
他是万人中的最美的那一位
Not only that, he is a sword shall pierce through their own soul also. Verse 35.
第三十五节说，他叫许多人心里的意念显露出来。
He is a sword. He divides.
他真的会，他会分裂。
Oh, you say, brothers, sisters, how do you say he divides? Yes, he divides.
你弟兄姊妹会说，哦，他怎么会来分裂呢
？Before we say we are not yet saved.
我们还没有得救的。
Can a difference say darkness and light?
没办法区别黑暗与光明之间的区别。
Can a difference say what is righteousness and what is sin?
我们也不能告诉。义和不义的区别，罪的区别。
To such an extent, we felt like sin is something we need to do.
我们会觉得我们应该犯罪。
This is part of living.
这是生活的一部分。
When you ask people why do you lie?
你问人为什么你会撒谎
？He said because of necessity.
他会说因为我必须要这样。
But one day when they met the Savior.
当有一天他遇到救主的时候
，There is a sword that divides the soul and the spirit, the flesh and righteousness.
在灵与魂之间，肉体与肉体之间都会有一个分别。
Let me tell you my testimony.
让我告诉你我的见证。
One time I had a little disagreement with a brother.
有一次我与一个弟兄一个小的分歧。
I feel I'm right.
我觉得我是对的。
And he tried to defend himself.
他要为他自己辩解。
I was so angry, I raised my voice.
我特别生气，提高了我的声音。
And you know it's wrong.
你知道这样不对。
But that night, I keep on trying to bargain with the Lord, reason out that I'm right.
那一晚上我就一直在跟主来辩解，说我为什么要这样。我就开始一晚上的与主来争论，讲理由。
But there's only one word that came out.
但是只有一句话出来。
You are wrong.
你错了。
No matter what kind of reason, you are wrong.
不管是什么样的原因，你错了。
So the next morning, early in the morning, which is Sunday morning.
第二天一早晨，就是主日的早晨。
I immediately make that phone call, brother. I apologize.
我立刻打了个电话，说弟兄，对不起。
I'm so shameful.
我是如此的羞愧。
But thank the Lord.
感谢主。
This is a reason why he is the divider.
这就是为什么他是起纷争的那一位。
He causes us to know what is right and what is wrong, what is righteousness.What is unrighteous? What is of the flesh and what is of the spirit?
他就告诉我们这个区别，就是肉体与灵里的区别，魂与灵的区别，对和不对，义和不义的区别。
To such an extent, he not only divide our soul, he also divide families.
他不仅是对付我们的魂，对我们自己，而且家庭也有纷争。
Sometimes the family some with our unbelievers, some are believers.
也许你在的家庭就是有的信，有的不信。
He divides.
他真的纷争。
When you say, "Oh, brother, you are wrong," the Lord unites, right?
你也许会说，弟兄，你错了。神是使人和睦的神。
Yes, He unites those who belong to Him.
是的，他连接所有属他的人。
But those who doesn't belong to Him, He is the divider.
如果不属他的人，他一定会弃绝。
When He comes the second time,
如果他第二次再来的时候
，to us who are His children, He is our homecoming King.
对我们来说，他是来接我们的那位王。
But to the unbelievers,
但是对不信的人
he is the judge of the living and the dead.
他是审判活人死人的那位神
He will separate the sheep and the goats.
他会把绵羊和山羊分开出来
Isn't it? He is a divider.
他是那位叫起纷争的神
But thank God.
感谢神
To us children of God, He is the one who calls us to be one.
他是那位叫我们 呼召我们，让我们能够成为一体的那位。
When we talk about other things, we divide.
我们讲其他的事情会纷争。
When we talk about Lord, we come back together as one.
当我们主耶稣的时候，我们就成为一体。
Because in Him there is no what division.
因为在他里面没有纷争。
In Him what no Jew nor Greek, no bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all.
因为在他里面没有化外人，没有希利人，没有罗马的罗马人，没有。自由的没有为奴的全为一体。
Lastly, number six, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.
所以最后一点就是许多人的意念被显露出来。
You know, we people are a master of trying to conceal who we really are.
我们真的是对于来掩盖我们自己真的做得很好。
When we come to church, you know, we put a tie, a long sleeves, so nice.
我们来教会的时候，我们戴上领带，穿着长袖，看起来很好。
Oh, the sisters, when you shake their hands, amen, brother.
你跟姊妹握手的时候，他会说你好，弟兄。
Wait till you go home.
等着你回家的时候。
But whenever we meet,
但是当我们遇见主的时候
，everything just got revealed.
每件事会被显露出来。
We are exposed of our weakness.
我们所有的都会被暴露出来。
But that's why we always encourage each and every one of us to be in the spirit.
所以我们就会鼓励所有的弟兄姊妹走在圣灵当中。
Because every time we are in the spirit, we are exposed.
因为任何情况下我们在圣灵的里面，我们就是显露的。
And when we are exposed, the Lord what? We repent and we start to walk in faith again.
所以当我们被暴露出来的时候，我们就认罪悔改，然后我们再走在光中。
These are the many things which Simeon, the servant of the Lord, revealed to us in this chapter.
在这一章中，神的仆人西缅向我们启示了很多个美德。
He is the Redeemer.
说神就是那位救赎主。
He is the light of the world.
他是光，世界的光。
He determines our destiny.
他来决定我们的命运。
He is the one that provokes ridicule.
他会做毁谤的画饼。
He is the one that divides our heart.
他是显露让人心里的意念显露出来。
He is the one that revealed the intent of the heart.
他也显露人心里面的动机。
This is who Christ is.
这就是基督。
This is who the Messiah is.
这就是救赎主。
But the thing is, what is he to you?
但是问题是，你对他是什么样的？
Yes, he is such good a person.
是的，他是如此美妙的、美善的。
He is my Lord and Savior.
他是我的主，我的救赎主。
But what is he to you?
但是他对你来说是什么样的？
That's why Luke chapter 2 verse 11 says.
所以第二章，路加福音第二章十一节说。
For unto you is born in the day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
He is Christ the Lord.
他是主基督。
Jesus is Lord.
耶稣基督就是主。
I'm not talking about the objective aspect.
我不是在讲就是主观方面的讲。
Because Jesus is Lord, no matter whether you accept it or not.
不管你接不接受主，这就是事实，他就是主。
But in our experience,
但从我们的经历当中
，Is He Lord of all?
他真的是你世界的主吗
？When you are about to decide on something.
当你在为一件事情做决定的时候，他是你世界的主吗？
When you are going to college to choose for a college,
当你在决定学个大学的时候，他是你在凡事上的主吗？
When you are about to quarrel with your wife,
当你打算跟你的妻子开始争吵的时候，
is he Lord of all?
他是你所有的问题的主吗？
Brothers and sisters, it all comes to that one important matter.
弟兄姊妹，这都归咎于为一点。
If he is Lord of all.
如果他是你的主
then all the things I mentioned a while ago you can experience
那所有我前面所罗列的几点你都可以经历
today may we come before the Lord once again
今天让我们再来到神的面前
let's open our heart
让我们打开我们的心
we say Lord come into my heart
我们说主啊求你进到我们的心里
there is a room in your heart for thee
在我的心中有空处为你
may you have priority over all things
求你在所有的事情上最居先位。
Everything you say that will be delivered.
所有你说的我都照着办。
Not according to my will, but your will.
不是照着我的意思，但是照着你的意思。
If that is the case,
如果是这样的话
then this portion of the world will not be just a doctrine experience to us.
如果那么这一章就不再是一个教条，而是成为我们切实力。
How about that's a word of prayer?
让我们来一点。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your speaking.
主耶稣，谢谢你早晨对我们讲话。
You are so loved. You are altogether lovely.
你是如此的美善。
You are the Son of God.
你是神的儿子。
You are our homecoming King.
你是要接我们回家的王。
Lord, we expect for your coming.
主啊，我们真的等待你再来。
But we pray that you continue to lead us.
我们祷告，求你继续带领我们。
That in our daily living,
在我们每日的生活当中。
May you have the first place in all things.
愿你在所有的事情上做主。
May you be Lord of all.
让你在所有的事情上做王掌权。
We pray that this word continue to work in our hearts.
我们求你帮助我们这些话在我们的心中继续做工。
Continue to speak in us.
继续在我们心里讲话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
How about let's sing that chorus once again?
然后再唱一下那个诗歌。
Oh, life.